Start off with the Gettysburg Address by Phil Pollard.
Enjoy.
A new nation, conceived in liberty, and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation, or any nation so conceived and so dedicated, can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who gave their lives that that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
just sneak out all around the back.
my beat. Please help me steer. I'll feel better if you tug on my ear. Oh, it's nothing. Nothing is better without you. Take what you need, I will obey. I'm just a steed, all I need is hay. Oh, everything, everything's better without you. I'm with the facts, I'm an agent of harm. The baron of change, I've got nothing on his arm. You tell him to leave, but he's just got to say. You tell him what to say, you say it's not yours. No, it's not yours. My credit was you, held by just you. The ones who knew me and knew what I could do. Oh, I'm breaking on the inside and the outside. Now I'm with the facts, I'm an agent of harm. The baron of change, I've got nothing on his arm. You ask him to leave, but he's just got to stay. You tell him what to say, you say it's not yours. No, it's not yours. Oh, 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 oh. We fell and we froze in our particular pose. Oh, 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 oh. You want it painted white, but you know that it's rose. Oh, 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 oh. Out of space, you are not Major Tom. I cannot blame Steve and I cannot blame Bob. It's all on your head, you got blood on your eyes. It's all your fault, and now you're not mine. Broke in right into your kitchen. I have to admit that your kitchen is bitching. I love you, but that's all you will get out of me. I'm with the fire cause I'm burning inside. Feel it in my toes and I feel it in my spine. You tell me what to leave, but I just got to stay. You tell me what to say, you say it's not yours. No, it's not yours. Oh, 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 oh. We fell and we froze in a particular pose. Oh, 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 oh. You wanna paint it white, but you know that it's rose. Oh, 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 oh. You fell out of space, you are not Major Tom. I cannot blame Steve and I cannot blame Bob. It's all on your head, you got blood in your eyes. It's all your fault, and now you're not mine. In a particular pose. Oh, 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 oh. You want it painted white, but you know that it's rose. Oh, 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 oh. You fell out of space, you are not Major Tom. I cannot blame Steve and I cannot blame Bob. It's all on your head, you got blood in your eyes. It's all your fault, and now you're not mine. Oh no, you're not mine.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey! Hey, what brings you here?
The love of music.
Aw, that's beautiful.
It is. Hey. You know what? You're not even on.
Oh my gosh, that's a faux pas
it's
right
a,
there.
It's a paw. I just talked to James Parrish from James River
really?
Film Society.
Really? How is James?
He's doing great. He has an event tonight at the Visual Arts Center.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And Jonathan Vassar is going to be playing later too. So
You don't say.
I did say, and I think we might play a little bit because I think Phil Pollard was connected in some way.
Probably.
There, yeah.
And James Parrish also did a wonderful filming of the Phil Pollard Memorial
That's
Service,
true.
Which I will find and embed in the website.
Yeah, so you could see that at WRAR.org
right,
if soon.
It was a beautiful service, and I admire his family for speaking so eloquently as they did about Phil. But I'm sure it was easy to do because he was an eloquent man.
You know, a really great moment of the service to me was at the end, and I know you need headphones.
Keep on going.
Was at the end when there was the procession out. And they had the drum, it was like the Slomsky drum parade or something.
Yep.
And so it was just all these drums, and I'm getting you there, all these drums and stuff like that going, can you hear? Okay. All these drums going, and then the whole church started clapping, and then people started clapping in different like rhythms to the rhythm, like the backbeat.
Right.
It was just, and then while people were filing out one row at a time and stuff like that, it was just, I don't know, it was invigorating is what it was, to quote Ron Curry, who was there. He said it was just felt invigorated at the end by that. And so did I. I agree absolutely wholeheartedly to that.
So. Yeah, I was near the front, so I was one of the first people to file out. So I think we were at the beginning part, but it sounded like it got
you could
more
hear it outside.
Yes, it, and so it was very nice.
Yeah, it was good. And it was good to see a lot of people that cared. That sounded stupid, but a lot of people that so many people would turn out for that, you know, that it's just so connected. The guy touched a lot of lives, so
yes.
It's just really incredible. And speaking of touching, we're gonna play the next band. Speaking of touching, I'll tell you a funny
story.
There
is just a soundboard between you and me, okay?
Oh, and don't forget The Wire.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Carrie Brooks going to play a couple of songs in a few minutes here, so she's getting prepared, and I see Josh and Allison as well on deck, so to speak. But anyway, we're going to play...
It's a cavalcade of stars, all for Phil Pollard.
For Pollard. We're going to play the first band that he was ever in Richmond, and it was Splork, which was with me and Michael Harrell and Wendy...
And Noel.
No, Noel took
Noel
the drumming.
Later. Yep,
right. So, Wendy.
Sorry,
Wendy
didn't
Knight.
Mean to bring that up.
Okay. So anyway, the first time that I ever heard Phil, heard from Phil was I hear he was in Richmond. He moved to Richmond, and he was looking to get in a band. And at that time, I was like goofing off with Wendy, saying we should be in like Harry Truffle's band or some other stupid named band in the Extraordinaires. I think was the name of the band that we were going to do. Anyway, it was just like all this idle talk. And so he heard serious about that. And he was volunteering at the station at the time. And he called when I was doing my show on Friday morning. And he's like, hey, this is Phil. I was like, hi, I'm
Phil.
And like Stereo Phil began. And then the funny thing was, he's like, yeah, I hear you're looking to get in a band? I mean, I'm looking to get in some music and stuff and singing. I was like, yeah, I can't be bothered with that. So I kind of like,
aww.
Well, I didn't blow him off. It's just I blew him off because I was like right in the middle of the show. And I was just, you know, I was like, this guy's Phil. Yeah, but I can't handle that right now. And I'm not really serious about being in a band or anything like that. And then I guess it got serious for some reason or another. And Wendy and Michael and I started playing, and we needed a drummer. And we got this guy, Blee, to play drums for our first show at New York Deli. And he was really drunk when he played. And we knew that Phil was going to come on board afterwards. So anyway, Phil joined the band. And the best thing about Phil in the band was his antics. It was just hilarious. He actually had a big band bass drum.
Yep.
What are they just called a bass, like the marching band drum?
Right.
And he painted it so it said, or he did all these designs that said Splork on it. And he was like, I was thinking we could play this for the, you know, thing. It's like, okay, let's try it. And it was hilarious because he came in playing that, you know, when he started a show. So anyway.
Now, is it true that he had never played punk music?
Yeah, that's right. I think we broke his punk cherry, if you will. I think that, you want to talk? Oh, put him on three. Josh. Hey, Josh.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah. I just wanted to say that I don't think he did play punk music, but his band, Band of Humans, although they didn't play punk music, mm-hmm. they were very punk. Like Phil once, there's a story about Phil at a show, and he basically bloodied his own nose. Like he went behind something with this guy, Matt Morlock, who was down for down last week for the memorial, uh-huh. and or up, I should say. And he's like, watch this. And so they kind of snuck backstage, and he just, apparently the story is anyway, he just punched himself in the face like three or four times and then came back out with this like blood streaming down his face. And their music was not at all punkish. It was high energy, but that's pretty punk.
Let me tell you, you're right, because actually he did bring that. If you go look online at some of the Band of Human stuff, it is totally like punk attitude towards a lot of the stuff. It's funny you say that because we played a couple times at the Duckpin Bowling place where they had all the black lights and everything. Uh-huh. And he's a man that learned. So he went one time and he's like, oh, wow, they have a lot of black lights. Then we played another time and he wrapped his entire body in like this fluorescent white stuff. And I'm talking up to his face. I mean, he looked like a mummy and he played the show like that. It was just like.
Just glowing.
Yeah, because he awesome. Knew that it would show up and everything.
Right.
So he probably couldn't breathe very well. And especially after punching himself in the face.
That's you know, you sacrifice for your art.
For
you,
that's right.
That's
he was
true.
A man that definitely did that. Anyway, we'll talk more later. This is Splork. We were on the radio And this is the theme from Splork, and this is him counting it off.
We're Splork. We're ready to play. Thanks for having us, WRAR.
1, 2, 3, 4. Let's go.
Thank you.
right. That was the Hot Seats.
With Old Trash Can.
Old Trash Can. It was a little trashy theme there, a little bit there.
Yeah, in your mind. For those of you who are following, then we had I Want You by the Nervous Ticks. And before that, I Don't Want to Take Out the...
Trash.
By the Colored Kittens. Two songs with the same word in it makes a theme. High
five,
Bill. High five,
it, bonk.
Oh, that was awful.
And then there was one I want, and it was just all very touchy-feely there.
Yes.
And then themes from Splork was there as well. And we got lots of more music coming up. We have a live act in here that's going to, Carrie Brooks is getting ready, to, yes, is getting ready to play here, who used to cut Phil's hair. That's awesome. No, it's awesome. And she's a wonderful musician in her own right, and I'm sure an inspiration, whatever. Okay, go ahead and read.
All right,
I'm sorry,
you.
Carrie, we're getting to you in a second. She's got to read some underwriting.
WRIR would like to thank RVA Magazine for its underwriting support. RVA Magazine is a quarterly publication providing coverage of Richmond's art and music scene, offering editorials and opinions about events, people, and happenings. RVA Magazine is available at many local coffee houses, bookstores, and retailers throughout the city. You may find RVA Mag on Facebook, Twitter, and at rvamag.com. Thank you.
Are you going to read the other one?
RVA Magazine. You know, maybe when I finish reading the first.
Okay. Are you going to read the other one?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to leave you all in suspense.
Ooh, see, now you're going to have to stay tuned in to WRIR 97.3. This is River City Limits. This is the Phil Pollard Tribute. And in the next room is Carrie Brooke. Hi, Carrie.
Woo!
How's it going?
Woo!
Sorry, you're on a three woo quota.
So, oh, the train is coming, people. Whoop, whoop. Hey.
Hi, friends.
Hey.
Hello.
Do you want to talk about your music first and tell about what your band is and if you have any shows coming up?
Okay. Well, I'm Carrie Brooke. Hi, friends.
Hi.
And my band is called Carrie Brooke and the Roaming Hands. And let's see, our next show coming up is December 17th at The Republic. And I think we're going to be playing with Long Arms.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! Oh, that was number four. And No Dice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Carrie Brooke, are you going to play a couple of tunes for us?
Yeah.
Have at it.
Hey, thanks.
Okay.
This one kind of reminded me of Phil. We miss him. Hi, Don. Hi, kids. The black outline of your iris, the deep blue of your eye, watching for the meaning of the sounds that you hear through the folds of your ear. Reckoning it comes clear, and your pupils they widen with fear. Fresh skin on your lips shudders, your teeth look wet as those souls in the voice of your reply. Upswings your hand to cover your face, afraid of losing what you've locked up inside. In all your memories, in all your secrets that have bound you all these years, now simply ring out in this crystal night, so silent and so young. Thank you. write your own song from your open face, so deep and so free. I'm traveling with ocean tides in the wind through the trees. It's as old as those ancient creeks where we took our first drink and embraced the energy that gifted our brains to think. From a holler to a cry, then a sigh of relief. From a whisper to a harmony. First out through a tunnel, a light that vanished the fear, and it just lines of happiness on your cheek. And all your memories and all your secrets that have bound you all these years, now simply ring out in this crystal night, so silent and so young. That one goes out to those Pollards.
Awesome. And you used to cut his hair, correct?
Oh, yeah. So the entire Pollard family comes to the Pine Street Barbershop to have their hairs clipped.
Their hairs?
But Phil would always come in, and depending upon what mood he was in, which was usually a goofy mood.
Right.
He'd say, "So what do you want to do to my hair today?" And I'd be like, "I don't know, Phil. How's it feeling?" I was like, "Do you want to be a little more aerodynamic today? Do you want to be a little bit more thundery and have some lightning bolts down the side?" But usually we just, you know, like clean up the sides, get them nice and tight, and set them up with a big fat faux hawk.
That's awesome.
That was his favorite. So it was such a pleasure. And Cameron, my coworker, also cut his hair. And so we kind of shared.
At the same time?
We shared Phil.
Aw.
So did you ever
fight
for...
That would be really cool if it was at the same time.
Yeah, it'd be a menage a pair clip.
Clippers I don't know. I wouldn't trust two hairdressers with scissors. That's kind of scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, what if we locked shears?
Yeah, it'd be like a... like.
It'd be like a lightsaber battle.
Yeah. There would be sparks flying for
she
sure.
She just did a pull a Star Wars reference. Hey.
I'm not really a blonde.
Wow, that was strange. Are you going to play another song for us?
Sure, if you want me to.
I wish you would, because you're sounding really lovely. And thank you for coming and playing as well.
Thanks, guys.
All right, go ahead. Have at it.
It's been my pleasure.
Certainly.
This song is called Holy Moly. Josh Behrman taught me this chord. Woo! Okay.
I invented the chord also. It didn't exist before me.
Sharks appear before me. Watch ahead, watch yourself. A caution now warns me. The future is cast out like a line. Hold on tightly, it's gonna be a jerky ride. Keep your balance, we're almost to the other side. Hush now, hush now, hush now. Oh, don't close your eyes. They are slowly circling our fate. Are we trapped in the line of
of a child's fishing rod. Like goldfish who swim inside the edges of a plastic pond. Step left, a giant leap, your best yet. Don't slow down, you better run. Your biggest hole is up to come. Jump now, jump now, jump now, and forget. Falling, finding, remembering, hiding. Which place is which? How can we switch without the notice of digital fences? Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Waited by the stuff of the world. Trying to regain the vision of a child. Casting out a line upon the still water, whose hook and whose bait won't hesitate to call the sharks circling our fate, circling our fate, circling our fate.
Yay! Awesome. Carrie Brook, ladies and gentlemen, and other people, other humans of the planet Earth.
Yes, we have a studio full of people. All right.
Okay. Thank you so much again.
Thank you, Carrie.
Thanks, guys, and good job on the tribute.
Word.
We love you, too.
Aww.
It's still going.
It's hardcore now. We're getting to the second hour pretty soon.
Right.
In the meantime, you know what? Let's play some Slomsky here. Hold on a second. Cool. Let me get to the... wait a second.
This, a little bit of this, and then, oh boy, don't push that one. Got it?
Yep.
We're coming to town, we won't let you down.
I'll see you frown.
Let's turn it around. We're the Slomsky Brothers, we always know what to do. We're the Slomsky Brothers, we bring good times to you. Our suits are old, but our tunes are really new. We're the Slomsky Brothers, we might have a drink or two.
Hey, what's in the trunk?
It's not full of junk.
I got hats, a chain link,
comfy beds and a sink. We're the Slomsky Brothers, we always know what to do. We're the Slomsky Brothers, we bring good times to you. Our suits are old, but our tunes are really new. We're the Slomsky Brothers, we might have a drink or two.
Brushes and balls,
pretty pictures for walls,
flowers and yeast,
our own Catholic priest. We're the Slomsky Brothers, we always know what to do. We're the Slomsky Brothers, we bring good times to you. We're the Slomsky Brothers, we might have a drink or two. We're the Slomsky Brothers,
and if you haven't got the time,
then your sister will do.
In the Navy, coming up now on the Rainbow Minute. The disco-era singing group The Village People formed in 1977. Their ensemble included an American Indian, police officer, cowboy, construction worker, biker, and military man, all macho types that attracted a gay male audience. Their appeal quickly spilled over into mainstream pop, with the general public quite unaware of the hidden meanings of their lyrics and attire. In their 1979 song, In the Navy, they sang of the joys of being in the Navy with other young men. The U.S. Navy even considered using the song in its recruiting advertising campaign on TV and radio, and allowed the music video for the song to be shot aboard the USS Reasoner FF-1063 at the San Diego Naval Base, complete with cute Navy recruits as extras. But for some reason, the campaign was canceled. The Rainbow Minute is produced by Judd Proctor and Brian Burns at WRIR in Richmond, Virginia, and read by volunteers like me, Phil Pollard.
Tuba's in love with Quica.
What? Tuba's in love with Quica.
Tuba's in love with Quica.
Tuba's in love with Quica.
God, did you hear? Tuba is in love with Quica. He sure is. He's gonna call her. Yeah, he said he loves her and he thinks she might love him too. Tuba told me he thinks she loves her. He thinks she loves her.
A boom boom, a boom 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 ba 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 boom boom, a boom boom, a boom 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 ba 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 boom boom, a boom boom, a boom 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 ba 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 boom boom, a boom boom, a boom 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 ba 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 boom. You're not hot, even though you might think you are. I said you're not hot, even though you might think you are. I said you're not hot. Even though you might think you are, you're not hot. Even though you might think you are, a boom, a boom, boom, a boom, 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 a boom, boom, A boom 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 ba 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 boom boom. A boom boom. A boom 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 ba 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 boom boom. A boom boom. A boom 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 ba 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 boom. I'm a pretty cool. Even though you might think I'm not. I'm a pretty cool. Even though you might think I'm not. I'm a pretty cool. Even though you might think I'm not. I'm a pretty cool. Even though you might think I'm not. Boom, a boom, boom. A boom, boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom. A boom, boom. A boom, boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom. A boom, boom. A boom, boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom. A boom, boom. A boom, boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom. I'm a going to jam right now. I put my flexitone. I'm going to jam right now up on my flexitone. I'm going to jam right now up on my flexitone. I'm going to jam right now up on my flexitone.
You've got 6 months worth of dirty laundry, so you're in this laundromat. You know you're stuck here, and the reason is that you can't just go away and come back to dry and fold. 'Cause the last time that you did, someone stole all your clothes! It really didn't turn out like you planned. You're stuck here in the laundromat of the damned. And the clothes in the dryer go round and round. There are all kinds of goofy people watching old reruns of America's Funniest Home Videos. All day long marathon on an old beat up TV with poor reception. Screaming babies. And who let that pit bull in here? It looks like he wants a piece of you. It really didn't turn out like you planned. Stuck here in the laundromat of the damned. And the clothes in the dryer go round and round. One of the washers you're using obviously needs repair, 'cause the clothes come out dripping wet and still covered with cat hair. You're dying of thirst and the soda machine is broken down. It's times like this that remind you of how much you hate this town. It really didn't turn out like you planned. Stuck here in the laundromat of the damned. And the clothes in the dryer go round and round.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
That was Archie Crisis, and I know that Phil never knew Archie Crisis in any way, set or form, but in a lot of ways, that was a that was kind of a Pollard-esque kind of vibe. You know, you have to admit, Carrie's shaking her head yes up and down.
That would be a, you know, one of the great meetings if we had Phil Pollard and Archie Crisis. That's where you just sit back, pop up a big bowl of popcorn, and sit back and watch the entertainment.
Or Cheerio, or some kind of cereal, some kind of like sugar-coated cereal, and just yes. Kick back, and munch down, and watch the entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been hilarious. Because, okay. All right, so we're going to have Allison Self and Josh Behrman are going to be playing in a few minutes. They're going to have a few songs. And do you want to read that real quick? This is WRER LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. And this is the River City Limits Phil Pollard Tribute Edition.
Yep.
Coming up on deck is some more Slomsky, some more, what else do we have?
A whole
Splork. We got some... We got some Hotel X with him in it coming up as well. Thank you, David, for sending that to us. We appreciate it, as well as this live thing going on.
Yes, so lots happening for the last hour, so please stay tuned. But in the meantime, this fall, responses to urban, natural, and economic environments by 16 African artists will be on view in a thought-provoking exhibition at VCU's Anderson Gallery, 907 and a half West Franklin Street. Environment and Object, Recent African Art will feature sculpture, photography, painting, video, and installations by such internationally recognized artists as Yinka Shona Abari and L.N. Atsui, as well as emerging artists gaining a reputation outside of Africa. For more information about the exhibition and its related programs, visit arts.vcu.edu/Anderson Gallery.
Thank you very much, Cece, for that. Very lovely. The band, what are you looking at me like that for? Okay, they're getting ready to play in a few minutes. I'm going to play a real quick song here before they get started. This is a band called El Zombie, and I have to tell another Splork story. I always liked in my bands to like meet for dinner and stuff like that. You know,
it becomes a day. It
does. It's like a family thing, and it's like a bonding kind of thing. And so we decided we were playing at Wonderland, and we were playing with Elza.
You just dated yourself with that one.
Wonderland's still open.
All right.
Yeah, nice try. You've just dated yourself there, homebody. Anyway,
sorry, I missed that show.
Yeah. Anyway, it was Herschel Stratego was playing opened. And then we were going to play, and then El Zombie was going to play. And so what better way to start off a Wonderland show? And it was a benefit for a friend of ours, and then an Ethiopian restaurant. So, and plus we were being interviewed by somebody for some website or something like that. So we went and ate with our hands, basically. And we ate way too much because it's very heavy, dense food. It's quite good, too. And we were just like festering ticks at the end of that thing, and the interview went well and everything, and then Herschel, I love you Herschel, but you played too long.
Oh,
and so you played which set the whole vibe off, you know, like how stuff like a vibe gets set off wrong, and so basically we stunk, we were awful. I mean, it was really hard to hear, and we were just like festering, and it wasn't that great. But Phil knew to end early, so we knew we finished the set early, and we were done, and then El Zombie came on and just blew it away because they are phenomenal. So we're going to play an El Zombie song just because that reminds me of that time.
Very good.
When we blew chunks.
right, this song is called Hey Ladies, Rob Here. Watch out. Punctuation included, please.
Herschel.
That was Herschel.
Okay. Yeah, we'll stop. Thanks, Herschel.
Thank you.
He didn't know when to stop. Love the band, though. He's good. He's a good guy.
That was cool. So that was El Zombie?
That was not. That was Herschel.
I mean, app before. Right. I'm trying to
right. That was
this.
Basically, yes. So that was El Zombie and then Herschel Stratego mm-hmm. playing Tall Handsome Man, or also known as Hey Ladies, Rob Here, Watch Out. And speaking of Watch Out, Here comes Josh Behrman and Allison Self. How you guys doing?
We're good.
Okay.
Good.
How are you? We're
doing
well.
You're we well. Are well.
So you guys have some tunes to play, I understand.
We do. We do.
Excellent. Do you want to talk a little too? Or are you going to do what we can do?
Well, maybe we'll. All I'll say is that Allison and I have. We're both musicians around town, but and we'd always talked about playing music together, but it was, you know, for better or for worse, probably for worse, really, that it was Phil's. Phil's kind of untimely death that brought us together to work these songs out, first of all, because it was like we both heard about it and kind of everything ground to a halt in terms of work and other activities. And basically it was kind of like, do you want to drink whiskey and sing sad songs?
Beautiful.
And that's what we did. And some of them are, I mean, you know, we're doing a lot of Carter Family stuff right now, and it's not all sad. Some of it is very sad. But even the stuff that's not sad is frequently kind of bittersweet anyway. So...
Excellent. Well, we look forward to hearing it.
So we're going to play one called The Storms Are on the Ocean first.
The storms are on.
I got chills. Thanks. Just to let you know, seriously.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
It's I think it's colder in here than it is in there, though. So. Do you want us to play another and then talk, or what?
Yeah,
do you want?
Man.
Okay,
keep going.
Well, we'll do another Carter Family song. Allison and I are
nerds.
Yeah, for sure. we're starting with some of the better known of the Carter Family canon. But there's about like 500 later. Songs to choose from eventually. So we'll work them all out, and then we're gonna work on some old timey skits. And she's gonna get herself
Josh
a gingham.
Berman.
Do you have a gingham dress already?
Or I do.
Okay, well there you
it's
go.
It's lavender.
Right. Well, we're one step of the way. So here's a little early feminism. This one's called Single Girl.
Single Girl. Great.
Kind of a sad one, that one.
Yeah. You mean your AP?
What's that?
Your AP?
He's going to do his Mother Maybelle thing.
AP turned out sad. Yeah, no, I'm doing my Mother Maybelle. Oh, I'm not even doing it right.
She used to do Capital City Barn Dance here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome. So you going to talk a little bit? You want to tell some Phil story? You have any Phil stories?
Sure.
Locked in?
Well, the first time that I, and this is Josh Behrman speaking, not Allison Self, in case.
just in case that was confusing.
First time that I met Phil was actually at a festival in Bristol, Tennessee, mm-hmm. called Bristol Rhythm and Roots, and we were both playing there. He was playing with one of his Knoxville bands called The Bearded, and which is basically a string band, and then, of course, Phil played the pans and played various pieces of percussion, and I don't think the timpani's made it into that band, but... so I was watching them, and you know, you could just see that the man was a born entertainer, yeah. Among other things. You know, the first time I met him, I was walking down State Street, which is what goes right down the middle of Bristol, and this tall, guy in like a brightly colored, kind of like maybe like a dashiki, not quite a dashiki, but similar to a dashiki, and a stovepipe hat, was walking the other way with a friend, with a mutual friend of ours, and he was about 3 months away from moving to Richmond at that point. Mm-hmm. So we made the introduction. He asked me about WRIR because he had been doing things at WDVX in Knoxville, including like shadow puppet theater on the radio there.
Oh my gosh.
And all kinds of stuff, you know. He's just a busy person all the time. And so basically, right. as soon as he got to Richmond, he started kind of collaborating with us being at that time Special Ed and the Short Bus. And we had him help us with these zombie plays that we did, you know. And it was weird because the first time,
were they passion plays?
It was kind of the birth, oh, no. the birth and the death of the zombie string band. And Phil had a minor role in that. He had some kind of bit parts as various minions of other people. And he also was we had a round girl for the different scenes. Mm-hmm. And we had this very small girl that we found on Craigslist in a string bikini pushing a wheelbarrow with Phil in the wheelbarrow, also wearing not quite a bikini but something quite revealing, and a stovepipe hat, of course.
Right there you knew you met someone special. Well, when you said, I want to do a zombie play,
yeah.
And he probably didn't blink an eye. He was just like, awesome.
Yeah, and you know, the first kind of interchange is, I was like, maybe it's, I hope that he doesn't think that this is odd. This, you know,
like
and
your
then,
swingers
and then,
or
and
something.
And we said, do you want to, would you mind if we rolled you out in a wheelbarrow and you were holding basically like round signs? And he's like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
You know, without blinking, you know, no hesitation.
When do I start?
In the man. Yeah, and that didn't like, and then just spending time with him, getting to know him.
It was
him.
A Craigslist girl, right? She didn't want to do it anymore.
Phil was a tall, broad man, and she definitely labored in pushing him in the wheelbarrow, which made it from our and his perspective, you know, twice as funny.
Imagine the bikini.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's awesome. That's hilarious. I never knew you did something like that. Actually, yes. I think I've seen a photo of the wheelbarrow incident.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it should be. I think the wheelbarrow is still at Gallery 5, actually. We never retrieved it.
No one has touched it since.
But, you know, and then Phil just started getting busy with a billion other bands.
Yeah, he was in fun bands.
And he started playing with Dick Butkus and the Tight Ends, mm-hmm. who were also part of that mm-hmm. production. And then he was in Splork and in mm-hmm. Hotel X and kind of just and always busy and teaching, and then the Slomsky Brothers, and then always still teaching and being in other bands too,
and then still driving to Knoxville to do Band of Humans
yeah,
gigs
that's
like
right.
the next
yeah.
day or morning or that evening. It was incredible.
Yeah, he was pretty great.
Great man.
I think I'm not alone in feeling that, like, even though I did get to spend a fair amount of what I consider quality time with him, that basically anyone who knew him would have liked to double or triple or quadruple mm-hmm. that amount of time.
Yeah,
really.
That's what I've thought about a lot since he's gone, is like, wow, I really wish I would have like bumped into him more after, you know, my bout of spending more time with him,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it's just always you wanted more. Yeah. Anyway, so you guys are going to play some more, speaking of.
We
so
do, we will, and we are going
it.
To. this was kind of midway through the night, that night that Allison and I were drinking, weeping, and singing, basically. And this one was kind of a pep-me-up, I would say. So this is a Johnny Cash. This is, Allison, you brought this one in. What do you
yeah.
have to say about it?
Tennessee Flat Top Box. I don't know. I always thought it was, like, a really cute song, and it's just a good song.
Yeah.
I think it's good.
All right, so here it is. Tennessee Flat Top Box. Even though this is a Kalamazoo Flat Top Box, I want to make it clear to anyone listening.
Couldn't ride a wrangle, and he never cared to make it.
dime, but give him his guitar, and he'd be happy all the time. And all the girls from 9 to 90 were snapping fingers, tapping toes, and begging him don't stop. Hypnotized and fascinated by the little dark-haired boy who played the Tennessee flat top box, and he would play.
Second, we have to change up now, I think.
We're doing Ryko
yes.
next.
Okay. Oh, wait. Let's let CeCe's going to read a little underwriting real
I
quick.
Got some all right.
Let's
biz.
Do that.
I can't wait.
Okay. You're still on the air, so be quiet. Or just. That doesn't Please. Make any sense. Hold on, hold on. You're still
Ladies
on the air, be quiet.
CeCe.
Hall of Fame basketball coach C. Vivian Stringer and Pulitzer Prize winner Cheryl Dunn, a former New York Times writer, led the lineup of speakers in the 2011-12 Jepson Leadership Forum Lecture Series at the University of Richmond. This year's theme is Game Changers, How Women Lead and Change the World. Next up on January 24th at 7 p.m., historian Barbara Ransby will discuss her award-winning biography of civil rights activist Ella Baker. For more information, you can visit jepson.richmond.edu/forum or call 804-287-6522.
What are you doing, Allison, in there? That's kind of funny.
I'm stretching.
Okay.
There's a lot of facial expressions going on.
Hey,
right now.
Josh, can you give me an intro, too, so I can read this? I want to feel special. Stop it. What?
Do you want the same intro?
We did this already? Okay, never mind.
He doesn't get an intro.
I don't get an intro. All right. Okay. Now we're ready for you guys again, please.
Okay.
Thanks.
So we're going to sing this song called The Cyclone of Rye Cove. And oh, this one's in G.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't play this instrument. I play the other instrument.
Yeah, you play the guitar on this one.
This is about a series of tornadoes that came through all the way from far southwest Virginia all the way up the Shenandoah Valley and into like Loudoun County, actually, where Clark County, where Carrie Brook is from, and all the way up to Frederick, Maryland, and beyond in 1929. And in the town of Rye Cove, Virginia, it basically tore apart the schoolhouse and killed 13 children. And so that was 1929. And then like 6 months later, the Carter family recorded a song about it, you know, staying
Too
topical.
Soon?
Is this a happy one?
No,
okay.
Not really.
Not
this
at
is
all.
Not a happy one. So we're going to sing it. It's called The Cyclone of Rye Cove. Oh, hold on. Let me take these headphones off.
Take them things off.
Our school.
awesome.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You done?
We got more. Whatever you want.
Actually, this is what I think we want. And not no, because I could listen to this
we'd
all
like, we
night.
We have one more that we definitely would like.
Okay.
To.
Okay. Definitely. Allison.
Yes.
You want to tell us a little Phil story or Phil reflection or something that you want? Because
yeah, actually, you know, unfortunately, I didn't know Phil super well. Mm-hmm. I was pretty good friends with Mark, or I am pretty good friends with Mark, and that's how I met Phil.
Uh-huh.
Was you know through Mark, and he was just always a ray of sunshine. Every time I saw him, I was just like that guy.
Yeah, it's always a wink and a nod, you know. Every time I saw it, it was just like, hey, I got a story for you.
I think last time I saw him, he was at the folk festival, and he was like all dressed up. And
yeah, he was leading the kazoo parade.
Yes, he had the big old hat on with the red, white, and blue, and a drum. He had a snare drum he was walking around with.
And he was a good guy.
Yeah.
I heard a great kind of story about a Waldorf school thing about Phil, and I don't attend currently the Waldorf school, and I
okay, so you've graduated.
Yeah, nor do I teach there. But they're talking about this is in Knoxville actually. This is the Knoxville Waldorf school. They did a cookbook of Waldorf school teachers, right? And so most of the teachers who put their favorite recipes in there, they were kind of fairly ornate or maybe gluten free or kind of what have you, and you know. More than five steps to a recipe, right? But Phil submitted two, and the first one was Phil's pizza. And the explanation was, you know, my mother taught me how to make this when I was a kid, and I still make it today. And it was a piece of white bread, ketchup,
yes!
and then American cheese, and then you toast.
Yes.
Nice.
And then he also submitted Phil's fancy pizza, which was a bagel, tomato sauce, and mozzarella. And then you toast.
Yeah. Yeah. That's for like Saturday night, I think. It's like, hey, we got a night on.
Now I know what I'm having for dinner.
All right, so you guys are going to do one more. We're actually going to play some Slomsky, I think, a little bit later.
That's cool.
Yeah, we played some earlier, but I think that's one of those bands, just to interject, is just like, he was one of these guys that was in a ton of bands, but I think Slomsky was really a good home for him, and I think that was, like, I was just listening to a lot of Slomsky recently, and it's like, oh my God, this is what he, I mean, I don't want to say that's what he wanted to do, because you don't know him, but it was just one of those, my God, this is one of those ones that he would stick with and get big on, you know, or whatever, and it was just wonderful.
He looked good with a group of burlesque dancers behind him, for sure.
And then there was that.
Yeah.
Okay, so play out the last one. Appreciate it.
Okay, well, this one is a religious one.
We're doing River of Jordan?
Yes, that's the one we're doing. This is another Carter Family song. Almost all these were. But this one is River of Jordan.
I'm going to make sure I do this somewhere.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Yeah.
Thank you, Allison Self and Josh Behrman. Thank
you,
guys.
Phil, you are missed.
Yes.
Thank you all. That was a beautiful tribute to him, and I really hope you guys do some more of this some time. It sounded great.
Yeah,
this kind of music is really catching on, Cece. So.
It's the hip new sound.
The 20s are almost here again.
Yes.
We're playing a show.
Are you?
That's right. We are playing this Thursday at the Ballyso.
November 17th.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know.
So if you wanted to, you could come out to that.
If you wanted to.
If you wanted to. Live.
You're a sly one.
Mr.
Grinch. Okay. Also, thanks to Carrie.
Thanks to Carrie Brooke as well.
So everybody, and thanks to our beloved sound man over there, Ben.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Jay and Noel, thank you.
Right. Oh, yeah, he's in there, too, and those guys.
He's on the floor. You can't see him.
Wave. Okay, good. All right, so let's see. What are we going to do? Oh, we're going to play Hotel X, which Dave, one of the guys from Hotel X, was kind enough to send to us just a little while ago. And this is the song called Train, and I believe it is a big Phil solo in the middle of it. So once again, another band that Phil Pollard was in, and this is WRIR 97.3 Hotel X Train. I know. I'm such a doofus. There we go.
I don't think you hit.
Okay, good. Hold on. There it is. We'll be right back.
King James I and his favorite, coming up now on the Rainbow Minute. When King James I took power in England in 1603, Puritans pressured him to impose a strict biblical morality. To appease them, he stiffened penalties for sodomy. Not that he held himself to the same standard. In fact, he felt so secure in his perceived absolute divine right to rule that he was open about his passion for handsome blue blood men. In 1614, he met a 22-year-old country boy named George Villiers and fell head over heels. While James was rather short and spindly, George was athletic and handsome, with curly chestnut hair and flashing dark blue eyes. It's no coincidence that he was named the Earl of Buckingham and quickly rose to Lord High Admiral. Meanwhile, George had another title, the most beautiful man in Europe. The Rainbow Minute is produced by Judd Proctor and Brian Burns at WRIR in Richmond, Virginia, and read by volunteers like me, Phil Pollard.
I don't think we travel enough.
We travel all the time.
We do?
Sure, we went tomorrow.
I don't recall going tomorrow.
We play a song about it.
Is that right?
On a journey just about a year ago to a little town Camaro in the state of Ohio. I hadn't done much traveling and really didn't know that Morro was the hardest place I'd ever try to go. So I went to the station for my ticket and applied for tips regarding Morro, not expecting to be guiled. I said to my friend I'd like to go tomorrow and return no later than tomorrow, for I haven't time to burn. Now it's at this point, Phil Slomsky, that the ticket taker shows up, and I'd like you to play the part of the ticket taker.
Oh, I'd love to play the ticket taker.
Okay, you go right ahead.
Tickets, please! Tickets, please!
No, Phil Slomsky, this is a song. You need to sing.
No problem.
Tickets, please! Tickets, please! Phil Slomsky, you need to sing a story here. This is what it is. It's a story song.
Oh, you mean like know the words he said to you?
Right, exactly.
Well, I don't know the words he said to you.
Well, just make something up.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you keep going, and when it gets to my part, I'll just jump in.
Okay, that sounds fine. Said he to me.
That's the part I'm supposed to jump in?
Yes, Phil Slomsky.
That's not much more going, is it?
Well, that's what happened, Phil Slomsky. I don't know what else to do.
Said he to me.
Yep.
All right, I'll try it.
Said he to me.
Let me see if I have heard you right. You want to go tomorrow and return again tonight. You should have gone tomorrow, yesterday, and back today. For the train that goes tomorrow is a mile upon its way. If you had gone tomorrow, yesterday, now don't you see? You could have gone tomorrow and returned today at 3. For the train today, tomorrow, if the schedule is right, today it gets tomorrow and returns tomorrow night.
Well, that's like exactly what he said, Phil Slomsky.
Oh, well, thanks.
Said I'd like to go tomorrow, can I go today? And get tomorrow by tonight if there is no delay. And then he said to me,
then I've got no more to say. How can you go anywhere tomorrow and return again today?
Said I guess you know it all, but kindly let me say, how can I get tomorrow if I leave this town today? He said,
you cannot go tomorrow anymore today, for the train that goes tomorrow is a mile upon its way.
So disappointed, I was mad enough to swear. The train had gone tomorrow and had left me standing there. The man was riding, telling me,
you are a howling jay, you cannot go tomorrow.
So I guess in town I'll stay.
So we didn't go tomorrow after all.
I guess you're right, Phil Slomsky.
Point taken.
Yes, that was awesome.
That was. That's one of my favorite Slomsky songs, actually.
Very
good.
Cool.
And actually, they played that at the service. And,
yes, they
and,
did.
Mark Slomsky played it, and it was touching and memorable. And for the part that Phil was supposed to sing, he said this was the part that Phil was supposed to sing. It was very,
I know.
Very nice.
I'm to do that at that moment.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What a dedication.
Yeah, that was very good. So that was the Slomsky Brothers and Tomorrow, right?
Yep.
Yep. And then we just heard some. Wait a second. We played Hotel X in there and the song Train, which he was just boop, boop, beep, boop, 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 all over the place.
Love those steel drums.
Another good thing is like seeing Hotel X. I think it was the Virginia Museum opening, the new when they opened the renovation and everything. And Hotel X was playing. And I saw Phil there. I was like, what? He's in another band? What's going on with that? So it was just kind of funny. Anyway, do you have anything to read?
Yes, I do.
I think you should bust it out.
Hey, drivers.
Hey.
Have you ever noticed that little lever to the left of your steering wheel and wondered what it does? Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? It's not just for decoration. Using your turn signal lets other drivers know what you're planning to do. It's not just the polite thing to do, it's the law. And it's a lot less troubling than sorting out a car crash. So when you get behind the wheel, don't drink and drive. Always fasten your seatbelt and always remember to use your turn signal. What is this, like the Andy Rooney PSA?
Hey, hey.
Oh, sorry.
It's no chainsaw.
All right, I just have to make an announcement. Joanna, if you're listening, there is no potluck. Eat before you come to the station.
Unless you want moldy bread. We got that. Or I think it's sawdust. Okay, we're going to play a Christmas song. I know it's everybody's like, my gosh, the turkey's not even eaten yet. But it's another Pollard-esque thing. I think one of the funniest lines I've heard him say in person and on record is the foxes, they're coming through the window or something like that. At the beginning of our the Splork Eat My Fruitcake CD, which it's Ding Dong Christmas. And one of the funny things is when we were recording this, I think it was one of the most fun times that I had in a band because it was just all homespun DIY stuff. And it was really kind of hilarious. You know, we were sipping back a couple of beverages and just laughing it up and saying stupid, stupid stuff on this record. And one of the things he told me is we say slut on the record. And he was his idea to say it on the song. And then it's beautiful because at the end of the song, you'll hear him say, I can't believe you said slut on the record, man. He totally talked me into it, or me and Michael. So anyway, here you go.
That was hard.
That was true that. Ding Dong Christmas Spork.
I hate brush sets.
Those foxes are coming in your window.
Come sit on Santa's lap.
Ding dong, ding dong.
Angels singing.
Lame.
Parking Harold.
We're done.
Yes, we are.
That was Catnip Dreams, Lion or Lamb from the WRAR Live CD. And the reason why I played that is it has members of the Islas and a lot of other bands that played with on the same bill as some of Phil's bands. So there you go.
Okay. All right. I knew I was following you. Okay. Don't worry.
Okay, good. All right, I got one more Phil Pollard song. It's called Note from his Note.
Nice.
Yeah, so we're going to end with that one. This has been the Phil Pollard tribute, River City Limits. Thanks for everybody that's listened and called in.
Thank you, Phil Pollard, for being so wonderful.
Yeah, for being awesome. And thank you to bands. And we're going to podcast this probably on Monday, so it'll be on the you can look for River City Limits Second Saturdays on Facebook, and we are there with our hot photo that we have. So
Murph Dog CJ,
what's up, baby? So anyway, thanks for listening, appreciate it, and
thank you all.
Okay. Wait, let's just go ahead and go to, can we play a little Over Your Show?
Yeah.
Okay. We're gonna I'm gonna stand here for six seconds.
6 seconds.
Three. And I'm going to say WRARLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio.
saw the sun. I was floating on my bed, and I saw the sun, and I thought of you.